HMOs and other private managed care plans must tell the government today if they plan to stay in the Medicare Plus Choice program. It'll be several days before the government has exact numbers, but it is clear that for the fifth straight year, many plans will stop offering coverage to seniors. A survey released today by the American Association of Health Plans estimates that 200,000 Medicare patients will have to make other arrangements for obtaining health care. With us to discuss what this means is NPR's Julie Rovner. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Robert.
Let's start at the beginning here. What is Medicare Plus Choice?
Well, this is the program that lets Medicare's 40 million beneficiaries get their benefits through private plans. Most of these are HMOs, health maintenance organizations. There are some other sorts of plans. Just last month, the Department of Health and Human Services announced it was going to try to encourage more PPOs, less restrictive types of managed care, to join Medicare Plus Choice. Today, there's about 5 million beneficiaries in these plans. That's actually down from 6.5 million in the plans about 4 years ago. Congress in 1997 really hoped that this would be the future of Medicare.
What happened? Why have the numbers been going down instead of up?
Well, this is a case study in how you can't be all things to all people. In the early 1990s, the government paid plans what everybody agreed was too much to provide the core Medicare benefits, doctor and hospital coverage. So plans were able to take that extra money and instead offer extra benefits. They provided prescription drug coverage. It was great for the beneficiaries. It made it more attractive for them to want to leave the free choice of doctor and hospital and regular Medicare and go into these HMOs. In 1997, the government decided that maybe it should scale back a little bit on this extra money because it was costing taxpayers money. So they lowered some of the payments. In the process, the plans have had to cut back on those extra benefits, not offer as much or any prescription drug coverage. In the meantime, as we all know, health costs are going up again. So now the plans say health costs are going up faster than Medicare payments are going up, and a lot of them are just getting out of the program.
Well, what happens to the estimated 200,000 beneficiaries whose plans are leaving?
Well, some of them will be able to transfer into other managed care plans or other private Medicare Plus Choice plans in their counties. This is done by county. Some of them won't have a plan left. And in recent years, as more and more plans have left, more and more people have found themselves what they call orphans. They will have to return to the traditional Medicare program.
What do the experts say is likely to happen to those programs that have not left? That is, are they the ones that seem happy with Medicare Plus Choice, or are they just the ones who haven't left yet?
Generally, what we've seen in the past several years is that the plans that haven't left have changed their benefits package. They have cut back, particularly on prescription drug coverage, which is going up rapidly. Many of them have stopped offering it altogether. They've added, for instance, premiums. A lot of these plans never charged an additional premium beyond what Medicare beneficiaries pay anyway. Now they're charging premiums. So people are paying more and getting less. That's a trend that seems to be continuing.
Any chance that Congress will step in to try to address the problem?
Well, Congress has already stepped in on a couple of occasions since 1997. They increased payments a couple of times. That's one of the reasons why the exodus this year, the number of plans that's leaving is fewer and the number of people who are being affected is fewer. 2 years ago, there were 1 million people whose plans left.
We're talking about roughly 5 million people out of the 40 million Medicare recipients. Is it fair to say that whatever happens now, managed care is going to account for only a small minority of Medicare recipients?
That's probably true, and this is a big concern, particularly to Republicans who would like to see managed care, not just managed care, but private health plans really take over the program or become a much larger piece of the program. When this was passed, it was estimated that by now there would be perhaps 25 or 30% of beneficiaries in these plans, and obviously, as we've seen, the number's going down and not up.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Julie Rovner.